anarchism, a social philosophy which aims at the emancipation, economic, social, political, and spiritual of the human race.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery or murder. It is not a war of each against all.
Anarchism is the very opposite of all that. Find out for yourself. Tune into Subversion 1312.
Live, Tuesdays 9 to 10pm.
On 4ZZZ 102.1 FM or streaming 4ZZZ.org.au.
Podcasts and related content available at subversion1312.org.
And channelzeronetwork.com.
Conclusion?
We stand for anarchy, anti-capitalism, anti-racism, anti-authoritarianism, internationalism,
autonomy, direct democracy, ecology, self-organization, solidarity, anti-fascism, anti-neoliberalism,
anti-nationalism, atheism, equality, and freedom!
It tells you how to live and how to look and how to speak. It's on all 24 hours and it's 7 days a week. It tells you how to think and what to buy and what to wear. It only tells you lies, but still you sit and stare. Electronic disturbances from invisible bunker. Assault the populace and leave no single place to hunker. Down from the sound and the visual plethora. Leave you hanging on the edge of my sentences like etc. Triple dots, soft propaganda with cops. Getting props for niggas they shot live on the idiot box. Television slot, prime time. Network monopoly, encouraging young women to hate themselves and eat improperly. Widespread display of why things aren't okay. Blackballing independent artists every fucking day. Misrepresentation of my culture and ethnicity. Travel through the airwaves and poison my electricity. Stereotypes created, reinforced and duplicated. Subconsciously infiltrated, humans perpetuated. Mass media mind murder from the Cyclops demigod. Keep my eyes on the lighthouse so I can see through any fog. Conjured by the masters of illusion in our midst. I see the bullshit on the TV screen, it makes me fucking pissed. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Everything you know of, everything you sure of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Everything you know of, everything you sure of. Got you locked inside a prison like some niggas doing bids. People let the television babysit their kids. Cameramen and sound crew riding shotgun with the pigs. Television junkies use remote controls as rigs. You're in too fucking deep if you can't hear my words. They utilize their power so the lines of truth are blurred. If you didn't know them, motherfucker, now you heard. I come from altered chemical states like the fucking Kurds. The truth they sell is hollow like the bone structure of birds. Network telecaster creating digital bastards faster than natural disasters can blast to the face of the planet. I ain't trying to trip, just want y'all to understand it. I'm down with free radio, the FCC tries to ban it. This is modern day Rome, we live in the age of dissent. There's electrical sockets in every place that you rent. So their imaginary world can take up time you haven't spent. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Everything you know of, everything you sure of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Everything you know of, everything you sure of.
The media is a source of titillation more than information.
Information.
The mission of the media is to please, to comfort, and primarily to sell. American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain. The media paints false pictures of the nation and the world, pictures designed to serve corporate masters. And to make America look good. The major media, like its racist projections, is to be rejected, not consumed. For your very patronage gives it life.
Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Everything you know of.
of everything you sure of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Mass media mind murder on everything you heard of. Everything you know of, everything you sure of.
Good evening. You're on Subversion 1312. It's just after 9 o'clock. And I'm joined tonight. I'm Linda. I'm joined tonight by Nathan and Mark.
Hi.
We haven't had Mark for a while. Sorry, we haven't had Nathan in here for a while.
No, we haven't. And you know what? It's really exciting to have him back for Radiothon.
Yes, I had to get the team together.
Yeah.
We had to get the team together for Radiothon.
Why not?
2018.
It's a big time of year for everyone here at 4ZZZ. Everyone is just like, you know, overcome with excitement for all the subscriptions that are coming our way and, you know.
All the love.
All the love.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can feel the love.
And how are you going, Nathan?
It's in the air.
Yeah, quite good. I liked that song we were playing before. It was quite good.
Yeah, it was good. What was that called?
Oh, just now.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you meant the New Zealand show. That was called Mass Media Mind Murder, and that was by Resident Antihero. And that is the kind of theme for tonight's Subversion 1312 for Radiothon. Why you should support 4ZZZ independent public radio.
Yes.
And keep Brisbane weird at the same time.
We are, and you can check out all the photos that we've been posting on the Facebook page, on social media, of all the, you know, keeping Brisbane weird.
All the weird stuff.
Photos. We've got cardboard cutouts. Wombats. And, you know, we're just generally weird, aren't we?
Yes. It's not hard for me to keep being weird.
We're doing it.
At all.
We're doing it.
Yes. So, coming up tonight, as well as that, we are replaying our interview with Donald Trump.
Great.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting that we managed to do that. And also, I've got people from all around the world giving us little shout-outs to say support 3ZZZ.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I can't wait to hear them.
Yeah. First of all, we're going to hear this song. It's called the theme song. It's about Space Force, talking about Donald Trump and his Space Force. Come on, give us some love. Subscribe to 4ZZZ. Join the station. Become a member. And keep Brisbane weird.
Just like the land, the air, and sea. We have the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Space Force. My new national strategy could be Space Force, Space, Space, Space Force. Space Force, Space, Space, Space Force. Space Force, Space, Space, Space Force. Space Force, Space, 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 Space Force. We're doing a tremendous amount of work in space. They said maybe we need a new force. We'll call it the Space Force. And I was not really serious. And then I said, what a great idea. Tremendous. Tremendous. Space Force, Space, Space, Space Force. Space Force, Space, Space, Space Force. Space Force, Space, Space, Space Force. Space Force, Space, 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 Space Force.
We say that you can use hairspray, because hairspray is going to affect the ozone. They say it. I say, no way. My apartment is all sealed. You're telling me
fun.
That was a special request, wasn't it, Mark, for you?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, and Mark could do that because he's a subscriber.
Uh-huh.
To 4ZZZ.
You can ask for what you want when you're a subscriber.
Yeah.
Plus, there are multiple other benefits.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
Yes, would you like to extrapolate?
Well, you get the warm inner glow of supporting 4ZZZ for another year. You get the Right Here, Right Now compilation download exclusive live tracks from Brisbane bands recorded here at 4ZZZ. You get a subscriber bumper sticker, sub discount outlets. You can win stuff. There's heaps of prizes during Radiothon that you can win, which we can let you know a bit of them later. And you can make text message requests. So ring up with your credit card and also if you want to make a donation, they're totally tax deductible. So yeah. Everybody wins. Everybody wins when you help out.
And we're just going to mention the price of subscribing, just so we're all on the same page. We all know what's going on.
Yeah.
We all know what time it is.
Uh-huh.
Under 18s, you pay $20. And if you're a pet, any pets listening?
Yeah, any animals?
You just can learn, you just have to pay $20.
It's a bargain.
Yeah, ask your owners.
Uh-huh.
Concession is $35.
Yeah.
For a full subscription, that is fully waged person, is $70. If you're very passionate about Triple Z, it's $130. If you're a band, it's $155. If you're a solo artist, it's $80. If you're a business, you can pay $150 and get the advantages of being a business subscriber to 4ZZZ.
Two-week live radio sponsorship campaigns. It's massive.
Yes. And there's a new subscription category called Household.
Whoa.
And if you're a household, you pay $300. And that includes... Mark, I can't read that.
Households includes up to 4 subcards and a household subscriber pack, including a Radiothon 2018 tote bag. Who doesn't need one of those with the bag ban?
That sounds
everyone looking
awesome.
For bags. You also get a fridge magnet and a stubby cooler, which all households need these things. So you can't go wrong with that one if you're a household.
And then you'll have to read this one too, Mark. The super sub, $500. There's
I'm very excited about this one. Okay, a super subscription includes a super subscription pack featuring a Radiothon 2018 t-shirt, tote bag, and collectible 4ZZZ pin. Plus, your name on our wall of super subs at the station. Your name will be here on the wall. The first 100 super subscribers will also get a limited edition Netherworld and 4ZZZ glow-in-the-dark pin designed by Schlock Lobster.
Pin? What's a pin? What does that mean?
Like a thing that you put on your shirt.
Okay, great. Just, that was asking for a friend.
Okay.
Yeah. So, how do you subscribe?
Well, you ring up. You call us on 3252-1555. You can also subscribe online at 4ZZZ.org.au/subscribe. Or you can come in here during our business hours when... because we have extended hours at the moment of reception so that people can come in and do it in person.
Fantastic.
So there's something for everyone.
And with that, we should go to another song.
Genius.
And then come back and we'll hear our interview with Donald Trump. This is Dee Antwood and Golden Dawn.
Face carved out of stone, unreadable. Pretty wise, ugly on the skin.
Good look,
lovely from within.
Why am I? Woo!
Wait. Baby, I love you. Hey. I'm on the streets. You're my everything. I won't do anything for you.
sneak this bitch. Fuck you, I'm the danger. I do this thing for whatever the fuck I want. I'll show you that I can if you tell me that I can't. The fucking thunder pound in the underground, cracked open and I went bam. One life, two wives, cause I fuck it up when I slam. But don't explain, but don't complain, stick to the fucking mission. Set the standard, take the lead, eliminate the competition. I seen it all. When you coming up, a lot of motherfuckers wanna see you fall.
Ipswich 161 supporting Triple Z and Subversion 1312 Radio in particular. Support local radio, support independent radio and independent media, support those who support you.
There we go.
Thanks, Anna.
And that was Anna, and that was a bit authentic, original, that recording, and that was actually done on a tape and sent to us by Pigeon.
Wow.
Yeah. From where Anna lives.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why it sounded a bit rough.
I liked it, though.
Yeah, well, Anna used to do this show, has done this show before.
Yeah.
She is staunch.
And she's still supporting.
Yeah, so thanks to Anna for your support, for subscriptions to 4ZZZ. You're listening to Subversion 1312. On 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. Now, Nathan, do you remember when we interviewed Donald Trump?
Yes, we did.
Do you remember, Mark?
I do. That was a lot of fun.
So, it took a while to secure this interview.
Oh, it was a lot of work behind the scenes.
Yeah, a lot of preparation. And it's been put onto Facebook and YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And how many times do you think it's been downloaded?
I have an idea. Do you know how many?
Millions and...
Billions and 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 billions
and billions. It's been downloaded that many times. We're so honored.
Yes. So let's listen to it.
Let's listen. So this is going back in time. Listen to it on repeat.
Yeah.
Great. Rewind.
We've got this interview with Donald Trump.
Yeah. This is the coup of the century.
As seasoned journalists and radio presenters, you know, it's not such a big deal.
No.
So...
We do this all the time.
Do you want to start, Mark?
Okay, my first question for Donald Trump is, how many times a day would you say you wank?
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. I had a feeling that would be the answer.
How much money have you lost in your businesses?
Billions and 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 billions.
Wow, that's a lot, Mr. Trump.
Mm.
Nathan, do you have a question?
Do you have to, can you say billions in a different accent, or you just have to be saying billions just straight up?
Billions and 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 billions.
Wow. And Mr. Trump, how many alternative facts have you presented since you first became Prime Minister?
President.
Billions and 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 billions.
How much did you pay Melania? Yeah, to marry you.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
This is not getting tired at all.
Billions and billions and billions.
Mr. Trump, thanks very much for your time and speaking on 4ZZZ. How many times have you sexually assaulted women?
Billions and 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 billions. And billions 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 and
billions. Wow.
Listening back to that interview, do you think we could have asked any better questions, harder questions?
I don't know. I think we asked all the really important ones, and I think it was a quite insightful interview.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't know why people think it sounds edited. I mean, obviously, he was here in the studio with us.
Absolutely.
So, it was authentic.
We have another message for supporting 4ZZZ, and then we're going to a song you're on 4ZZZ. This is Radiothon. Ring up 3252155.
That was numbers.
Yeah. Subscribe to 4ZZZ. Give us a hand. Help us out in this world of media conglomerates. And
keep Brisbane weird.
That's right.
Hi, my name's Steve Towson, and you should support 4ZZZ because it's a community radio station run by people who are passionate about them. We'll be right back.
tragedy. He loves her, but she can't love him. It falls down to cause and effect as he wipes her name off his chest. Well, it all began some other place with the introduction of their names. They couldn't believe what was happening or how they question again, was it circumstance or man that leads us here to this strange situation again?
Listening and contributing to the Radiothon.
That was John in China, as he said.
Thanks, John in China.
And he's a great supporter of 4ZZZ.
He is.
And every so often he comes back from China and gives us a report of what's going on in China, and we pretend that it's not him because... Well, he tries to pretend it's not him, but it's...
Because he's keeping his identity a secret.
Because it's China, he's worried he won't get back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, so, you know, he's also worried he won't get back out of
Australia. Aren't they going to pick up the airwaves that we've just said it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're listening.
Yeah, so, and John was one of the original Triple Z journalists.
Wow.
From way back then. And I've got some segues now. Not the sort you ride, but the sort you say.
Mm.
So, John actually was doing the show that who I started off working with on 4ZZZ on Brisbane and Beyond in 1999.
Wow, in the previous century.
Yeah, and we're going to hear another spot right now.
This is Lisa Margrethe Nielsen talking, and you should support 4ZZZ because it's an amazing radio station. It plays great music and supports local bands and musicians and gives you news and perspectives you don't hear anywhere else. So please be smart and support your local radio station, 4ZZZ.
Oh, thanks, Lise. I'm loving these.
Lisa, and she's actually the person who introduced me to 4ZZZ.
Whoa, that's her.
Yeah, that's her. She's from Norway. She was studying over here. And I met her at university. And we became friends. Yeah. And then
one thing led to another.
And here I am. It's like, this must be my 19th radiothon.
Whoa, man.
Yeah, so.
You're a veteran of this.
Yeah.
You know all about it.
That's right. And it's easy. Just call up 3252-1555 and give us your money.
And do you know what the prizes are?
The prizes.
Do you know what they are?
No, but you know.
Do you want to hear what some of them are?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so there's daily prizes. And the prize for today is for all under 18 concession, full, passionate, household, and super subs who subscribe today, you will go into the draw to win a Riffs and Licks Cymbals Effect Pack featuring an Istanbul X-Metal 15-inch heavy hi-hat and Istanbul Radiant 12-inch splash valued at over $900. The one tomorrow is, the daily prize tomorrow is the 2018 Jungle Love Package featuring a 3-day adult passes to the festival. And then we also, there's beer, there's a tattoo prize, there's a $500 squad party at Marquee Bar. This is over the whole radiothon. And then there's special prizes for the musicians. So you get 3 big sound purple passes thanks to Q Music. Any band or solo artist who pays their subscription before August 29 will go into the running for that. Or a $1,000 Red Octopus gift voucher for printed band and performer merchandise.
Merchandise is
expensive.
I
so
want to use...
Good. Yeah. It's really good.
I want to use Red Octopus. They're good.
Yeah, there's even prizes for your pet.
Yeah.
When your pet subscribes, they can win... they can get pampered and have their photo taken. So that's through Hairy Pants Photography.
And
so there's heaps
let's
of
say
good ones.
Mark and I have a pet. His name's Claude.
Yeah.
He's a dog.
Uh-huh.
And we also have some cats. They're more my cats because Mark doesn't really like them.
No, because they're not nice.
No. Poco and Tiger. And there's a guy called Dane, and he is going to pay for Poco and Tiger's pet subscription.
Cool. Well, yeah. So, it's very exciting for them.
Yeah.
Hopefully it might cheer them up a little bit.
We need to get a benefactor
to...
They
won't be so attacky. Yeah.
To pay, we need a benefactor to pay for Claude's subscription.
Yes.
And we might win the pet prize. Claude's very photogenic, so we might win a...
But we want the listener to subscribe and their pets to subscribe. So please call up and you'll go into the draw to win these prizes. I'd rather they go to someone else, you know, than me.
We're going to hear a song now by the Digital Martyrs.
Let's go. My people be the Alpha and Omega in the flesh. From the creation to civilization like Emotep. Swept the globe, got mad gold. Sold in a slave trade. Caught shackled and chained. It's going down like Mayday. I cried when I heard my mother say we gon' make it. They got stripped naked but not fearing they hatred. My black skin's as thick as they come. We eat the scraps and the crumbs. How we succumb to these raggedy slums. My little sister's got 1,000 y'all said. My big brother's a genius. Figured the way to feed them mashing up peanuts. And if I ain't my brother's keeper, I'm Kane. Leaving them slain. The transition from a god to a nigga wanna be king. We wanna keep up with the Joneses. Hating our noses. Straighten our hair like these models and Max posing. Who says this poison ain't potent? Saying our lives are important. I stay open, scoping game and keep going. Y'all, Reaganomics took a toll on the niggas. Jesus, so now we gang bang. Took away the factory jars and made fame. Slept together with King, now he adjusting the flame. Wow, the grill's down, grind. It's been a week since he laid down. My cousin started hanging around with cats called Panthers. He took pride in giving free food and handing out pamphlets. While dropping crimes in the hood, the man can't stand it. Oh, it's outlandish. These blacks and cats that they brandish. I'd rather die on my feet than live my life like a dog. Instead they getting stepped on, we all getting involved. Standing strong and always on call, the cops get nervous. The motive for the FBI and multiple murders. It's all by design, they're trying to keep us a servant. But as long as I got God, then I got a purpose. A man with hands on deck, get ready for service. A soldier in the sense of mental combat is surface.
This is Anna from Ipswich 161 supporting Triple Z and Subversion 1312 Radio in particular. Support local radio, support independent radio and independent media, support those who support you.
Did we hear that one?
Yeah, we heard Anna's one. Oh. Yeah. But thank you again, Anna.
I meant to hear a different... Anna did too, so...
Can we hear another one? Because I like them. They're fun.
Another one of Anna?
No, well, you could play it again.
Good thing again, that. No, no, a different ones. One. Anna's done a different one. Here we go.
I support 4ZZZ and independent radio because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Support your local community, support the people that support you. The end.
Oh, great.
And thanks very much to Anna for her support. Do you want to hear another one?
Yes.
Let's hear this one. Yeah, this is from A Long Way Across the Ocean.
Oh.
I am Farhad Pandish. I am a musician, writer, and artist. 4ZZZ and Subversion 1312 have helped me tell my story of being a Kurdish refugee in detention on Manus Island.
Wow, that there one is very special, isn't it?
We got that past Border Force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, like Border Force is trying to stop
telling the world stories.
Yes.
We are.
We got it past Border Force.
Cool.
And yeah, another supporter of this show is Peter Kropotkin. And he started way back in the late 80s or the early 90s at 4ZZZ. And I actually met him when I met John. We used to go for coffees.
Oh, that's
at nice Cosmo's story. The Cosmopolitan Cafe.
Good coffee?
In the mall. Good coffee, $2.20.
Well, that probably was expensive back then.
That was the going price actually at the time. Today I went and visited Paul and he recorded a little talk for us of things that he's been doing, things he thinks are important.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. It's Peter Kropotkin. I'm here to do three things. To exhort you to subscribe to Public Radio 4ZZZ because it's, you know, authentically alternative, a progressively populist. Also to do a community announcement. The Kurilpa Derby is on the 2nd of September this year, Sunday. I think they're bringing it a bit early forward. And it's the West End's alternative to motorised transport. So Segways and electric scooters will not be welcome. Strangely, it's on the same day as the Labour left thing attempt to get in on bicycle trendiness by Right to Ride or Safe Streets or something, which is on in the morning. But no, the real alternative is on in West End from 1:30, riding down Boundary Street, and there's kids activities and stuff. And thirdly, to do a book review. What? A book review? How alternative is that or not or what? I don't know. Salman Rushdie's latest book, The Golden House. Salman Rushdie, you might remember, did the Satanic Verses and got a fatwa put on him. And it's a dense, very dense book that's very, very topical. It was written last year, 2017, and it's about that period in the lead up to the US election when you know who. Yes, he's not actually named, when Trump won. It mentions Barack Obama by name. The protagonist, the narrator, is one of the people who, you know, got all excited, bought the T-shirt, marched, and then, yes, they did it. They had a great time. He won. But then there was a little expression of doubt. Will he disappoint us? Well, we'll find out. And Clinton gets a mention, and it's all about that stuff about identity and what's real and what's truth in this supposedly post-true world. I'll just give you a brief quote. On the day of the new president's inauguration, when we worried that he might be murdered as he walked hand in hand with his exceptional wife among the cheering crowds, and when so many of us were close to economic ruin in the aftermath of the bursting of the mortgage bubble, and when Isis was still an Egyptian mother goddess, an uncrowned 70-something king from a faraway country arrived in New York City with his three motherless sons to take possession of the palace of his exile, behaving as if nothing was wrong with the country or the world or his own story. And that exile calls himself Nero, which was the name of the last Julio-Claudian emperor of Rome, and that's a reference to the Golden House, because Nero built a golden house and fiddled while Rome burned. And he is, of course, an immigrant, a cashed-up immigrant from what's an unnamed country, but you know who it is, and it is revealed later in the novel. It's India, and he's both an enabler and a victim of terrorism. It's a very, very shady past that he's got. Organized crime and, you know, political extremism mixing in that cauldron of South Asia. But it's also going on about, of course, identity. Well, that's part of it. He, as in many migrants, this patriarch of this doomed family, wants to, in a way, forget or not acknowledge his past. He doesn't talk about it. He's an American now. He, like, basically bought his way into the country. But it also touches on things like political, obviously, the Democrats, Republicans, the ethnic, who no one even knows where they really came from, because, you know, they're sort of upper class, they're all well-educated, they have Oxford Standard English, the national, what it is to be American, make America great or not, gender's gone into quite a bit, the whole gender movement in the United States of, you know, he, her, whatever, the personal, what these people are, you know, hoping to get out of life, and, of course, as I said, the immigrant. Also, there's a lot of superhero stuff in it, and villains too. In it, Trump is portrayed as the Joker. There's this property developer, this, you know, magnate of real estate in New York who decides to run it, and his character is the Joker, with the full-on white face, green hair, dressing in purple, you know, obviously a cartoon character brought to life. So that's his portrayal of Trump. And the alternative to it is, well, there's a lot of stuff about social media stuff and how the progressive side of the Democrats, all these alternative social media, producers are doing a Batwoman character to oppose him, to expose the Joker as the true villain that he is. And Clinton gets a sort of associated with that. She's sort of, you know, de facto Batwoman as opposed to Trump's Joker, and you can see that it really does get very, very strange. But it's worth reading. And after all, identity is the crisis, can't you see? Is that X-ray specs? You'll have to look that up, Linda. So yeah, that's Salman Rushdie's The Golden House. And where else would you hear about such a thing than on Triple Z? I ask you. I haven't seen any reviews about it. Salman Rushdie, maybe he's, I don't know, not hip enough anymore, not controversial enough. He hasn't been condemned over it, even though, as I said, it mentions a lot of, you know, full-on stuff about gender and about terrorism and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a good read. And keep listening to 4ZZZ if you want to hear stuff.
G'day, my name is Tom Tanicky, and I'm a divine abuse commando with anti-racist supergroup yelling at racist dogs. Support independent media. Support Subversion 1312, 4ZZZ's Anarchy Show. Support people that don't support fucking racists like most of this country.
Check it. I see him walking and talking, but they're not saying that much. And they can do what they wanna because they're paying a bunch. But where they gonna be running when come the day of the crunch? I hear him calling for mama, but they're not staying for lunch. Think they're running the show, they'll be getting played. Even though they got some lemons and they
some lemonade. Hanging with mates, a way to celebrate a better day. Hoping that the diamonds they're dying to vibe will never fade. I hope to penetrate their minds, take the clever way. Hopefully before the great creator take their breath away. If we could learn the lessons within the manifestations of higher levels instead of damaging nations, instead of damaging nature. You wonder why they hate you around the planet's equator. Why you think? Listen, we got our mind on our money and our money on our mind, but there's nothing really funny cause we're running out of time. Trying to be a businessman, but not a heartless bastard. Skins, markets, bout to spark it for my target market. So give a round of applause. And give it up if you're down for the cause. There's more to life than early making a profit in the hay. Taking no property with laid in a coffin and you can't. Dollar value everything on the planet. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding can't be taken for granted, nah. Could they find any food to eat or water to drink? Could they believe that the land is worth more than they think? And I'm not talking about potential for mining. I'm talking about the essentials and fundamentals surviving what they provided. For the future of children, and I would shudder to think what some would do for a million. Greed introduces to killing, turning humans to villains. Not the ones who got nothing becoming super resilient. While the businessman begging for the market to swell, cause he putting all his eggs into the basket that fell. Same ones he couldn't hear when he was basking in wealth. Same ones that he'll be running to and asking for help. A businessman, but not a heartless bastard. Skins, markets, bout to spark it for my target market. So give a round of applause. Give it up if you're down for the cause.
Hey, I'm Anwar from Indonesia. I hope you all listen to the Voice Radio. Stay tuned and don't go anywhere. Okay?
Oh, that was perfect, Anwar.
Yeah. And what,
thank you.
What he meant to say was 4ZZZ, but it looks like 4Z.
4Z, yeah.
Yeah.
And it does.
Yeah. You could hear in the background there's like crickets going zzz as well.
Whoa.
Very 3ZZZ. We just heard a song by Master Wolf, and it was called Mr. Businessman. He's a local... Master Wolf is a local guy, and you see him... see his name pop up around the place. We've had some more subscribers. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got word of another cat, another pet.
Yeah, what is it?
Buttons.
Buttons.
Yeah. Buttons is subscribing. And Sophie?
Great. Well, you know what? Buttons and what's your cat's name, Nathan?
Sophie.
Yeah, Sophie could subscribe. And, you know, Sophie and Buttons could go into the draw to win, to get pampered and have their photo taken.
Yeah.
Pet glamour photography. You know, you'd be silly not to.
Ring 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Talking about that, I've got another spot to play. Talking about getting confused about numbers, I've got another spot to play. This
cool.
Is, yeah, here we go.
Hi there, I'm Izzy Brown from Combat Wombat, and you're listening to Subversion 1212.
1312.
Hi, this is Izzy Brown from Combat Wombat, and you're listening to Subversion 1312 on 3ZZZ.
4ZZZ.
Sorry, all the numbers, you know, I've got number dyslexia. I can never get numbers right. Hi there, this is Izzy Brown from Combat Wombat, and you're listening to Subversion 1 2 1 3 4 triple Z.
Is that right?
1 3 1 2.
Yeah, it stands for all
1 3 1 2 1 3 1 2 1 3 1. Hi, this is Izzy Brown from Combat Wombat, and you're listening to Subversion 1312 on 4ZZZ. Like the power.
Thank you, Izzy from Wombat Combat. She obviously
Combat Wombat.
Oh, okay.
You're getting the names mixed up. She's getting the numbers mixed up.
But the phone number again there to call and subscribe is 3252-1555. That's 3252-1555. Or you can subscribe online at 4ZZZ.org.au/subscribe.
We're going to hear another section of Orr talking now. He just spoke a little bit more about the importance of independent radio. Just like what you're listening to right now, for Triple Z 102.1 FM.
In this counterfactual world, it's more important than ever that we have an authentic alternative to the mainstream. When the supposed opposition, the Labour Party, the Social Democrats, even the Greens, are compromised and tainted with corruption, then having a real, you know, real grassroots, you know, source of dissent is even more important than ever. And let me just reference this whole anti-elitism thing, which is a growing phenomenon, particularly in the United States. I work for a minimum wage. I live in a share house. I ride an old bike around that I maintain myself. I am not a member of some fucking elite. And don't try and silence me by saying, oh, you know, I'm an intellectual. I've got an intellect and I can think, but I'm not some professional provocateur or an academic or something, you know. I'm just a person who's pissed off about things. So how authentic is that? How really anti-authoritarian? So, you know, just keep that in mind, that I think this elite, anti-elitism stuff, it's just really being used as a tactic to suppress dissent. It's like when Noam Chomsky goes on about manufacturing consent. I think the flip side is to it too, that they can put people down just because they don't like what they're saying, and so they cook up this, oh, you're a member of an elite, oh, you're an intellectual. Yeah, all right, you know, we are and we are not, whatever. It's just a discourse that we have to enter into. This is Peter Kropotkin. I'm strongly urging you to subscribe to Public Radio 4ZZZ.
Hardcore on Subversion 1312. Subscribe to 4ZZZ.
The UK gave us from Italy and Holland. It's time for a fucking war. So join the army of hardcore and clap your hands to this.
Start the war, cause we are on the floor. It's never seen before. Army of hardcore. Hardcore. Start the war, cause we are on the floor. It's never seen before. Army of hardcore.
Triple Z is an army of hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually heard that song on Electric Crush, one of my favorite shows on 4ZZZ on Friday nights from 8 till 10 p.m. And I wanted to play it tonight because we're the army of hardcore.
You're smashing goals all over the place.
Yeah. Smashing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things are smashed.
Uh-huh.
Nathan, we have a police story.
Yeah, bad cop, no donut time. Nathan, what have you got for us?
But you have to be really quick. Hardcore.
Go to the club, nobody gets to the club, this is like bashing, nobody goes to it, he never stops, nobody gets to it, I was like, he bashed him, nobody gets to it, I'm done.
Whoa, okay. So that is the story about the video that came up on Facebook of... in North Carolina, America.
Yes.
Of an unarmed black man being beaten by the police.
That's right.
Yeah, and that was just on Friday. So, yeah, there's footage of that. So, thank you for that, Nathan. That was really quick.
Thank you.
And we have a final song. At the beginning of the show, you heard our updated spot. Our intro spot, the updated intro spot.
Yeah.
We actually have updated the outro spot yet. So that's a good excuse to play Combat Wombat and Police Brutality featuring Ozzy Battler.
All right.
Thanks very much for listening. Thanks
good
for
night.
Subscribing to 4ZZZ.
And it's Nothing But the Blues coming up next.
To say that we have two more subscriptions.
Blood in your head, now you're dead, seeing red from the gun of a policeman, no chance to run, cause we came here to fight, chase through the streets by tanks at night, G8 can't wait to kill, victims getting ill, direct victims of globalisation, the bombs in the street at the demonstration, but the riots in the street hear the panic of the feet of the people burning.
Triple Z, your sanity depends on it.
Where did you get this?
Your friendly neighborhood anarchist.
More of an anarchist militant.
People involved in social struggles than everybody else.
People have been waiting for some content.
Radio and show.
The Final Straw, and I'm William Goodenough.
And I'm Percy Goodness.
The Final Straw Radio.noblog.org.
If you're listening, you are the resistance.